Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a moderately temperate Washington, D.C. apartment, speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
There you go. How are you, Esmeralda?
I'm good.
What did you do today?
I boiled some eggs.
Right now. What? Go ahead.
I boiled some eggs.
Ooh, hard-boiled or soft-boiled?
Or hard-boiled.
Ooh, why?
And I ate one. Why?
Yes, why? Why?
To smother on myself. What do you think? To eat.
I don't know. Maybe you're going to dye them.
Why would I dye them?
Because that's what people do with
not
the
eggs.
Not
even March yet.
Whatever. Well, this show is starting off really well.
Well, I ate one, and then the other one is going in my sablés.
Your what?
You know what a sablé is?
No, what's a sablé?
It's a French butter cookie.
Oh, fantastic. Where did you? I never even heard about that.
This is what happens when when TiVo is readily available, and I record America's Test Kitchen on PBS every day. Really? I love it, because they tell you how shit works.
Okay, here's the thing about that show. That show itself is great. It's probably the best cooking show there is, because it's all about the science. The worst host of any talk show I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not really a talk show, but he's like a food guy. I thought he was just a dude they picked up out of nowhere.
No.
And had him host.
No, that guy he knows his shit.
I know, and I thought he was just some dumbass they picked up to just stand by the cook.
I am not a fan.
He does suck.
Yeah, but, that's all I'm saying.
I don't like the cooks. The cooks are nice.
He doesn't like one of the women on the show, and it's really obvious which one it is. I think she's got auburn hair.
Oh, yes.
He really likes the blonde one.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
The last one I saw, they were making pork schnitzels and German potato salad, and I hate her too.
But why? I like
just
her.
Just the way she was explaining things was very... I don't know. There's just something about her I don't like.
I understand.
I don't like her voice either. I do like the blonde one.
Yes.
You may hate me now.
No, I don't hate you.
Just like that guy.
No, I don't hate you at all. It's nothing to do with it. I can't watch that show. I think that's my mother likes that show. My grandmother watched all PBS Saturday cooking, Sunday cooking shows. I can't stand cooking shows.
But it's great in general to learn things.
Yeah. Because
now I know how to make this cookie and it's insanely easy.
Yeah, I get
that. Considering it's a French butter cookie.
I understand the cookie thing. It's just, can't you just pull it up online and not have to watch the show?
No, because I wouldn't have known to put in a hard-boiled egg yolk rather than a fresh egg yolk. Because if you do a fresh one, there's too much water in it, too much moisture, and then the cookie doesn't get crumbly and nice.
Okay, we're learning about cookies today on You, Me, Them, Everybody.
That's what I learned on America's Test Kitchen. These are the kinds of things that they tell you. Make better cookies.
I learned that I'm disappointed in this show yet again. No, that's just mean. I apologize.
You know, it's a slam against you, too.
Oh, I know that. I know that. Ah. I know that.
Oh, so I was looking up the whole, you know, the thing about the defunding for Planned Parenthood and all that crap.
Of course. Yes, yes, yes.
So Planned Parenthood has a thing where you can look up and see if your representative or whatever said yes or no. And I looked up on mine and he said yes. So I feel better about that.
That's good. Who's your representative?
Mike Quigley.
Good job, Quigley.
Your said, it says your representative was not eligible to participate.
Mine in D.C.?
Yes.
Yeah, D.C. doesn't have a voice in the House.
Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton.
No, that's like part of the thing. D.C. has no representation. It's kind of a joke. Because, you know, like nation's capital and all that shit. I don't mind.
You should have like the more power.
You would
think. Not really, because you're tiny. But
yeah, it's very tiny, but I understand why. I mean, everyone here moved in. It's not like a new thing. You know, we all moved here or we all grew up here knowing that this was just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And to change it, all you need to do is move like 10 minutes in any direction. And all of a sudden you have a voice again. So I'm cool with it. I don't really care that much.
I just thought it was funny.
A bad
citizen. Not eligible to participate.
Nope, not me. So I got the show tonight. I'm very excited about the show tonight.
I know.
Aaron from DC and Hillary. I actually saw Hillary last week. Kelsey and I saw Hillary.
Good.
She performed at a boutique type store.
Mm-hmm.
and I thought it was going to be awful, and it was very good. It was one of those shows where you walk in and you're like, oh, the last show was sold out, and they really shouldn't have added a second show because there's like four of us here.
Did you? Oh, okay. I was going to say, did you book her before or after you saw her perform?
I booked her by seeing her not doing this type of show. This was a different show. This wasn't a stand-up show per se. It was a storytelling type of show.
Oh, okay.
So usually those suck.
But she did well.
She did well. Everyone on that bill was actually very good, and I was shocked by that. The reason why I went is because former guest Sarah Benincasa was on that show, and she was great. She was the host, and there was this guy. Every stereotype, like, you thought he was going to talk about, he did, but he did it in a good way. It was just shocking how good of a show that was. So,
did you tell him this?
I actually, I'm going to talk to Hillary tonight. That will be God, one of the questions I ask Hillary on this internet.
Oh, God, that sounds so bad.
But it's true. It's totally.
These are one of these questions where people don't know if they should get offended or not.
No, I mean, if I say the whole thing, I think people understand it. Who the fuck wants to go to an open mic? How is that ever good?
I don't know, but it's funny because that's how you work.
What do you mean?
You say bad things, but then they're good.
Well, I think I went in thinking like, okay, this is going to be good because I like Sarah and Sarah's hosting. But then when we get there and there's like three other people there and it's like 10 p.m. on a Tuesday, you're like, and there's no alcohol. It's like, what the fuck am I doing here? And
what then if there was alcohol?
No, there was no alcohol.
Then but what if there was?
The stage is just a microphone and then it's like four people and you're like, I've never heard of these people. I've never heard of them because they're not stand-ups.
Well, what do you need, a stage set?
Like, the stage was set up for, like, a black box theater. It's like a 20 to 40-seater. Okay? Very, very intimate. In the back of a store. Okay?
You should stay more optimistic.
Well, it was a bad night. I'll just leave it at that.
You should have kept holding on to the, it may be good.
It was a bad night. I think because I was like, this is going to suck, it made it so much better. I had no expectations. I had very negative expectations. Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I'm just letting you wallow in your...
My what?
I thought it was bad and then...
Well, I think it's pretty great. I think what they did was pretty great. And I'm excited to talk to Hillary tonight. I've actually met Aaron, who was from the DCS before. He's a very, very good, kind man. And music from the Drawbridges, it's great because Sadie... Okay, you with me so far?
Yeah.
Sadie in the Drawbridges plays violin, fiddle, whatever you want to call it, for a junior league band who played last week. So all of a sudden, I'm getting all this great Americana music, which I've loved, and that's a lot of the booking at the Brain has been recently, and I get it in D.C., and that's a first. Now, Ian, my piano player, can't do tonight's show, so we got Sadie playing violin on tonight's show.
That's so nice, because I don't think you've ever had violin.
I've never had a violin. I've had three or four piano players, a banjo. What else have I had? What do we have here?
Guitar.
Guitar, obviously. Thank you. I appreciate that. Drums, which is insane.
When did you have drums?
We had drums. Thanks for listening to the show. We had drums two episodes ago in D.C.
You're
just
welcome.
Just because fuck it. That's what I'm doing.
Did you do it with those... What are those drum...
No, it was a full set.
Things.
It was not electronic.
Okay, so it was like...
Yeah, listen to the show. It's Nathan Jurgensen played drums for us, and he was very good.
But it's not those little shaky ones. What are those called?
No, it was...
You know what I'm talking about?
Massive.
Jazz players use them.
No. This was not a jazz thing. It was just crazy big.
Yeah, but it you know, it makes it a little less harsh.
Yeah. I'm burping up coffee, everyone. I apologize.
Oh, that's sick.
Isn't it?
Did you taste it? Can you taste it?
No, I could taste what I ate before, which is even worse.
Okay. But you know it's the coffee you're burping up.
Yeah.
What'd you eat?
I had another one of those soups I make. You know what I'm talking about? Did we talk about this on the show before? I make the same type of soup every day.
I'm assuming you just throw crap in there and then eat it.
Just vegetables upon vegetables upon vegetables.
Because that's what you do for spaghetti as well.
Yes, somewhat, yes.
You really just grab a base
yeah.
And then go and you just throw shit in it.
Yep.
So your base this time is soup.
Yep, it's great.
And so what did you throw in it today?
Any frozen vegetable I have in a bag.
You should write these recipes down.
They're not good. I remember what they are and I try to tweak them, but then I realize the only ones that taste really good are just all sodium.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, so, like, I'm trying to make it better. It's not working at all.
Well, you're using Trying to think what you could do to make it better. What yeah. Do you put noodles in? So you do noodles.
Yeah. I use a different type of noodle each day, usually.
Do you really have to use frozen?
Yeah, I do. Because it's like the ease of it and shit, and I do it while I'm doing other things. Like, I was applying for a job while I was making food, and that's another reason why the food didn't taste so good. Running around the whole time.
I don't really use frozen.
Yeah, well, I don't have time. I'm sorry. And it's also fucking cheaper, okay? And
yeah, I know, but still, like, for soup at least.
And you get the same frozen. Nutritional value.
I know, but for frozen to soups.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm good.
I do a little mushroom. I like mushrooms.
Oh, of course. We all love mushrooms, but mushrooms aren't cheap, ladies and gentlemen. Mushrooms aren't cheap.
They're like $1 something for the big ass container.
They're $2 for a container for, I think, a half a pound or a pound.
Not where I go.
Well, where you go doesn't exist out here.
I'm never living there then.
Yeah.
I have to live next to Mexicans. Mexicans or Asians.
You know what? You'd hate
DC
for that.
Any ethnic group, because they always have great, cheap veggies.
You know what? It's weird because all the good markets here, very, very great people, not so cheap, and it's not their fault whatsoever. There is one Mexican grocery store I love going to, and like I occasionally will buy only produce from them, and it's great, but
it's not a bodega.
It is a bodega, actually.
Bodegas always remind me of just like liquor store tiny.
Yeah, that's what
stores.
They are.
Oh, I don't like those because they never have good veggie.
They have a ton of meat. I have yet to buy some.
Well,
bodega.
Then that's not a bodega.
Like, they have an entire section of fruits and vegetables. How is that?
Well, that's
not
a bodega.
What's a bodega then?
I thought a bodega was like a snack shop.
It's still a snack shop.
Like a 7-Eleven.
It is like a 7-Eleven. It's actually two doors down from a 7-Eleven.
Well, it can't be like a 7-Eleven. It has meats and vegetables, fresh vegetables.
So is it just like a shrunken grocery store then?
The market.
Okay, fine. I think those are synonyms though.
I do call the place I go to a supermarket.
All right, we're going to thesaurus.com, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to check
I think
up.
A supermarket is like a chain. Like the big ass place where there's the drug section and then the like a Jewel Osco.
All right. A bodega, well, mom and pop store, bodega, convenience store, corner store, food mart, food store, market, mom and pop store, retail food store, supermarket are all synonyms. We're all right. Everything we just said is right. Okay? You want to keep going?
At least that went well.
That did go well. Everyone's a winner.
No one was wrong.
Hooray. Yay. Oh,
well,
my girlfriend.
This is a very positive show.
Did you notice today I'm trying to not be a piece of shit? I'm trying to stay positive with all this crap. My girlfriend said something that really cut close to home the other day.
Uh-oh.
It was a therapy moment, ladies and gentlemen. And she's totally right. And it makes me think about why we do this. And she goes, you shouldn't want to sit at home all the time and think about how you're a failure because it's bad for you. And she's right. That's good advice.
That is bad.
That's good advice, everybody. Don't sit around at home thinking you're a failure, regardless of what's going on. The Washington City paper wrote that really nice article about us. Last week, we were slammed at the Looking Glass.
That's why I watch cooking shows. I don't have to think about it.
Successful art gallery opening. The Washington Post said some nice things. Nope, still miserable. Still a piece of shit. I think that's norm.
Well, now you just ruined it.
What?
We had a nice, happy show, and now you ruined
it. Well, no, I'm getting back to the happy. I'm getting back to the happy. God damn it. This makes me happy. Doing this show with you, Esmeralda, makes me happy. Doing the show in front of strangers makes me happy. Being with my girlfriend makes me happy. But I should stop focusing on things like fighting about the definition of bodega. That's
Yes, but we fought, but then it turned out that we were both right.
And isn't that really always going to be the case? We're both going to be right. It's okay. There's
Let's
no reason
so.
To keep fighting.
Let's hope we're both right. Let's just assume everything we say, we're both right in it. It's a really bad way of thinking.
Just my cat. And now the place I just applied to wants some clips. So that's fantastic.
Some clips of what?
My writing, because I applied for the arts and entertainment listings position in the Washington City paper, which is like...
That'd be fun.
I spent 2 fucking hours. We were supposed to record the show when I got home from my other job. And I was like, Merle, I'm sorry. And she was very kind and updating resumes and rewriting cover letters and shit like that. We're recording now! God, do you watch Drag Race yet?
No, I never. You know what? We don't have logo.
You
and
don't
I always
watch it online.
No, oh, I don't like watching stuff online.
You have a fucking great computer. I know the computer you're sitting at. You could easily stream it.
I know, but I can't sit here that long. This chair is very uncomfortable.
You have a bed like 2 feet behind you.
Yeah, but the screen is tiny.
No, it's not.
I'm blind.
Okay, why don't you just hook
up the giant TV in that room? I've tried doing that. I'm just squinting the whole time.
Why don't you hook up the giant TV in that room that's not being used to the computer?
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
I will tell you how to do it. We will watch Drag Race this weekend.
He's got a thing on there. I don't know how to do that.
Okay, listen. John, your boyfriend, very kind man, kind enough to set up your audio, so hopefully the show...
He'll probably show it to me. I just never really bothered to ask.
Listen, let's have John just do it. Tell him I will buy the wires needed. So...
No, I think we have. I just don't...
Then fucking do it, because when I get there, I have a very, very short rider, and all it says in it is Drag Race in blood.
You need Drag Race.
Whenever I have my period, I save all my period blood and just write Drag Race.
Oh.
What?
Nothing.
I'm a lady man.
You put it in an ink blotter thingy?
Nope. I'm freeform.
What is it that
I gotta write quickly?
And with a feather?
Yeah. Actually, no, I just slam my fist in it and I just pound it in fist. The letter.
And somehow words come out.
It's like a poster board size Drag Race.
Okay.
I just gotta punch in the blood.
I have yet to receive that rider, so.
That's the image I want everyone to take with them tonight. Me with my period blood punching.
Period blood poster board.
A science fair, a former science fair cardboard thing. Just punching the words Drag Race into it.
Well, anyway, I watched the first season.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the other ones.
I've never seen the first season. Season two is
really
fantastic. We're halfway through season three. I'm in love. It's the only
with
thing
who?
That's keeping the gun out of my mouth, ladies and gentlemen. Drag Race.
Oh, you should write a letter to RuPaul.
I think RuPaul's been mentioned during every show in February, and I want to keep that streak alive tonight.
Yeah, you should totally write to RuPaul.
Well, if you listen to the fucking show, you would realize that I said all I do want to do is host, get famous enough just so I can be a guest judge on Drag Race.
Yeah, but you could probably talk to RuPaul.
Ru seems awesome. By the way, Ru's suit's awesome. I want to get a suit sponsorship. And just
I know. I love when he's just a man.
Did you ever watch the credits? The intro credits? Or notice them?
No.
It goes by RuPaul Charles.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, but like it's weird that it's RuPaul's Drag Race, executive producer RuPaul Charles. I find that a little odd.
I believe that's his last name.
I understand that, but why not just stick with RuPaul? You know what I mean?
Because that's his name.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, it's his name. I don't think he's that kind of person that when he's out of drag. RuPaul is a different person than RuPaul Charles.
That is true.
RuPaul Charles is a businessman.
RuPaul, working executive at RuPaul's producer. Guide to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Style, is out of print, by the way, everybody. So that sucks. I'm on Amazon.
I remember hearing about that, because I used to watch the RuPaul show.
See, I never watched the RuPaul show. Was it any good?
Oh, I did. I have followed RuPaul for a long time.
RuPaul, Letting It All Hang Out, an autobiography by RuPaul and David Cashin. Paperback from 1996, one new, $183,
holy
17
shit.
used copy, $23 fucking dollars.
I bet RuPaul has some in the back.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure she can get you some.
I miss being a women's studies major. This is the only time I miss it, when I watch Drag Race.
Okay.
Jesus. Oh, that's a bad album cover. RuPaul Red Hot, audio CD, RuPaul. September 21st, 2004. That is the worst album cover I've ever seen with RuPaul. Highly disappointing, everyone. Come on, RuPaul. You can do better than that. Don't go back to RuPaul Red Hot. Not highly recommended.
Too bad you're not a drag queen.
I was thinking about that.
No, you wouldn't.
Can't do it. Can't fucking do it.
Beards aren't really a thing.
Yeah, I don't really want to shave for that.
Yeah, you'd have to shave all the time.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, goddamn. I'm obsessed with RuPaul.
I'm telling you, you should get her on the show.
Yeah, I think I gotta.
How great would that be?
Yeah. Let's get
and
RuPaul.
I wonder if it'd be a thing, like you could ask for just RuPaul or for RuPaul Charles.
I'd love to do a special week with both.
Do you just do half and half?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be insane.
I don't think so. I think it's a lot more boring than people would think.
No, it's RuPaul.
Yeah, but it's RuPaul, and RuPaul's not crazy.
How great would it be if RuPaul was your co-host?
I think that you were talking yourself out of a job. You realize that, right?
Yes, but in Washington, not here.
Oh, okay. It's just in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I think
That's your dream. That should be one of your dreams. Add that onto your dreams.
It might be one of my dreams, now that I'm thinking about this.
Throw it on there. Throw it on that list.
Very interested in this. So much so! I'm just now thinking about RuPaul. The show has to end very soon right now.
Because you're thinking about RuPaul?
I'm thinking about RuPaul too much and how happy...
Did you watch the latest episode?
Yes, it was awesome.
Okay, so then you're caught up.
Very much.
You're not craving the last episode.
That's the thing that sucks about it, because like once you... It's like Christmas morning. It's like, okay, it's Christmas at noon. I've opened everything. What? What now?
Yeah, now there's nothing to do.
I guess I have to destroy the world. Oh, wait, there's another one next week. I should hold off on destroying the world. That's how I live right now. What? I think that's very normal.
So if RuPaul went off the air, we'd be fucked.
Yeah, pretty much. Hopefully there'd be some other entertainment to fill the void, but I can't imagine what I was doing 6 weeks ago before this show was back on the air.
I honestly
don't remember what I was doing.
Before its inception.
No. I was watching the movie Inception on a loop.
I see. Oh, okay.
I didn't like it. So I don't even know why I was watching it. So I was going to do a monologue tonight, mm-hmm. and I had about 5 minutes sketched out, and I have to scrap it all because my girlfriend Kelsey and I, talked about it, and she doesn't agree whatsoever, and now thinking about it just makes me upset. So it can no longer be funny. I have to scrap it. Here's the idea. Do you know about the Great Gatsby video game?
I've heard things about it online, and I just saw a link earlier today on to play it.
Okay, Great Gatsby video game.
But I haven't done any. I don't really know exactly.
I will give you a background. Great Gatsby video game is currently available online. You can play it. It's supposed to look, and it does look like a late 80s, early 90s, Nintendo 8-bit game. It's got the same music, same type of screen. It looks fantastic. They did an absolute fantastic job with it. When the game was released online, they said, hey, this was found at a garage sale. We found this at a garage sale. The sticker was torn off. It just had the date on it, which was like December 1990. And we found this one sheet of instructions. And so we scanned it and put the game online for people to play. And it was a lost game. And they said it was a Japanese game that was reinterpreted, blah, blah, blah. And it was awesome, and people could play it. And then... right away, they said, actually, no, on the same page, you can play the game under the about. They have this entire story. There's also the contact section. The contact section explains who the developers are, why they did this, and blah, 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 which to me instantly ruins it. It takes something that's super awesome in reinterpreting culture and really American pop culture, probably the best book about America and reinventing yourself, and reinventing genres into this awesome video game, and then just saying, oh, hey, we want credit right now. And it's so disappointing to me. And Kelsey's point, and I understand her point, is these guys want a job. You know, like, this is their resume. And I get that. I understand that. But doesn't it take away from, like, the magic of that? Doesn't it change how great something could be, like, if it's just left on its own? It reminds me of the Max Headroom pirating incident that I'm a big fan of about 25 years now. This guy broke into the studios at WTTW and WGN, literally broke in the airwaves, did 2.5 minutes, 30 seconds on one, two on the other, freaked people out, never got caught, the FBI never figured it out, and that was it, and no one's ever taken credit for it. So it's just this thing that exists, and it's this, like, cool moment, and Gatsby will never be that cool moment, because it's just some guy's resume. And does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, the thing with the Max Headroom, that was a crime.
It was a crime. That's true. But this one could, in theory, also be a crime because it's copyright infringement.
How so?
Well, they don't own the Great Gatsby. I don't think the Great Gatsby is public domain.
But is this like making, I don't know.
It's not making money.
No, it's like SNL when they make fun of something.
I don't know if it's parody.
Someone can be like, oh, I'm going to sue you because you talked about me.
Yeah, and I don't know about that. And the whole point was, this kind of just sums up the current state of literature and celebrity, and we can't hold on to the lie long enough to let it grow and grow, and we all want credit for something that's, like, way too soon, and that's why I hope Mayor Emanuel never actually reveals that who he is. The guy, the Twitter guy, Mayor Emanuel. I hope it's just.
Oh, okay.
I hope it's just
meant the real man.
I hope the real man is actually a monster made of roaches. And my
oh, I
blood.
See magazine ad. Please let looking me at, know.
Are you looking at the website right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what.
Does that make more sense now?
This is.
Okay. Could you do this after the show?
Let's see.
Well, I'm not going to do that monologue for obvious reasons.
Okay.
But,
well, I do think it sucks that they immediately go, "Oh, it's fake."
Yeah, and
we did it.
If it's gonna, and here's the thing. Don't put up the fake story if you're going to say who it is. And, like, that's all you need to do. It's fine. Just say, like, hey, we did this. That's awesome. Do that. Don't make up the story and take credit at the same time.
Yeah, I don't like, yeah, I don't like that they do a story and then they're like, oh, we're, you know.
Did you see I'm Not Here, the Joaquin Phoenix documentary?
No.
It was great. And it was so much better if you didn't know if it was real or not. That was the whole fucking point. And, like, the day of, they say, oh, it was just a sham. No one really knew. Come on, just hold off for, like, a little bit of time and it'll make it so much better. Or don't
do it at all. They should have somehow let it leak.
Yes, let it leak, but don't just fucking.
But don't be like, hey, everybody, I did it.
And I don't know why that bothers me so much, because I didn't create this shit. These guys created this shit, and they did a fantastic job with it. I mean, it's a brilliant idea, and it really, out of anything to adapt, out of any classic literature to turn into a video game, it should be Gatsby. That book still resonates today. It's a fantastic work. I reread it a handful of years ago. I loved it. It holds up. But at
it's
the same,
also a really terrible website.
What, the Great Gatsby website?
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be a terrible website. It looks like every website circa 98. It's supposed to be a throwback, I think.
Okay.
Whatever.
So then that means that someone found the website and the people from the website.
No, the whole thing was the website was always like, the website is where the game is. Like, there's no way of getting around the website.
No, but I'm just like, is that also in the story? Like, oh, this is from like 1998.
No, I think that was just a design decision.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not part of it.
Oh, there's tweets and likes on there. So.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know why that stuff interests me so much.
It's neat. It's almost, you know what it's like? It's like, what's it called? That movie Blair Witch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And remember me all freaked out because they thought it was real.
And they didn't come out with it for like 6 months or a year.
It, yeah, at least they gave it a bit of time. Although I knew it was fake because they did let it out.
Was
it
like
it was a thing on MTV?
Okay.
Like a documentary. Not a document, like a, it was showing that it was fake, but that things were, I don't know. It might have been to show that it was real, but what they were telling, I was like, that's not real.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why that, I don't even know why I think about this stuff. It really should not bother me. The game itself is great. Obviously, it's more of a rant than a joke, but I don't know.
Well, it's the idea that there's this really great thing, and then you just blew it. You blew the joke.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe that was the whole point.
You ruined it.
Me or the
people? No, that's what I'm saying. These people, they ruined it. They ruined
didn't they ruin
it?
You could still play the fucking game. It shouldn't change anything in theory.
No, it changes it, because before I'd be like, oh my god, that's hilarious. They actually made a fucking Great Gatsby back in the day.
But they still did.
No, they didn't. These
oh,
guys
okay.
Just
you're
made
saying Nintendo
one.
Made a Great Gatsby game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be, oh my god, that's hilarious. But now it's just like, oh, they made a game.
Well, I also think, like, we live in this world where you have reimagined movie posters. We have more reimagined movie posters of Star Wars than actual Star Wars movie posters. Where in time, like 200 years from now, will Christopher Walken actually be the star of Star Wars due to technology? I'm not joking. Will someone that sees a poster of this think that? Will all copies of the Great Gatsby be lost and all we're left with is this video game? So people thought that this video game was what people followed for hundreds of years.
Oh, good Lord, I hope not.
Well, that's what it
I
seems
hope.
Like to me.
Let's
I'm
hope.
Insane.
And actually, if they hadn't said anything, that might happen.
Yeah, maybe.
So your thing would essentially just blow up in your face.
It's also taking credit type of thing. I mean, I feel like I'm in this weird place that I've been burned by not taking credit for what I've done and what we've done. And I've also been helped by not taking too much credit from it. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, there's always that. People can't help but say, oh, I did that. That's me.
Yeah. But by
even
also,
though it's better to keep quiet.
It's that fine fucking balance, you know. We're like you deal with the press every week. You're sending out press releases and emails and trying to get us interviews and stuff like that. And it, from a distance, it appears to just be vanity. You want to see your name in print somewhere that isn't your own. Like, that's the whole idea behind it. But in the reality is many, many more people will see that than are already looking at us.
Exactly.
So it's this weird, like, do you want to be famous or do you want to actually advance your career? And that's how I feel about the Gatsby thing. Like, I'm just so torn because I kind of relate to it, except the difference is I didn't take possibly the greatest novel from the 20th century and reinterpret it into a video game. But it's a fun game. I highly recommend playing it.
Okay.
Do you have the controllers? Do you have the controller, the Nintendo controller you could plug in, like the USB one?
No. I wanted one for a while because I actually, not this computer, but the other one I had a whole NES
nice
thing. So I could play a bunch of games. But it sucked because I'd use my keyboard.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you can get your hands on one of those Nintendo things, I'm sure you can get like $1 on Amazon. It's so much more fun because I was doing it with the keyboard. Not as fun.
I have one. A big power.
You have a power thing? Jesus, we're uneducated.
It's just essentially a big ass
joystick.
Joystick with the buttons.
Nice.
And it's at my parents' house.
You should bring it back.
But what am I going to plug it into?
It's not a computer thing?
No.
Oh.
It's a Nintendo. It's a Nintendo joystick.
Well, then I have no idea.
Someone would have to fix it for me to put a, you know, chop off the end and put a USB thing on.
We got to wrap this up so I can get out of here and go to the Looking Glass and do another show. I'm very excited about that. So what are you doing tonight? Esmeralda.
I'm making my sables.
Sables. That sounds very, very boring. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks a lot.
It sounds boring. It sounds awful, actually.
Fuck you.
I'm sure it's going to taste great.
You're getting no sables.
Yeah, I assumed as much.
I'll eat them all myself.
Why do I care? I'm good.
Fuck you.
That's fine. All right.
You just ruined the happiness.
No. My that's insane. How could I ruin your happiness?
Because you told me my night will be boring.
No, that's just boring to me.
Go ahead. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a talk show in front of a lot of people.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Come and look at it.
I'm making saw blades in front of my cat.
Hopefully my night will be better than yours. If not, you'll hear all about it. Once again, if you're hearing this now, it's probably after the fact, but fuck it, we'll do one last plug. Tonight, Thursday, February 24th, the Looking Glass Lounge, we have Aaron Morrissey from DCist, we have Hillary Buckholz. You'd actually really like her site, Merle. I don't know if you checked it out. I'm Remembering of the 80s or something like that. It's all about
Yeah, I did see it.
It's right up your alley, and she's a cool girl, and you'd want to drink with her. Kelsey and I loved her. Drawbridges are playing. And then on Monday, it's going to be a very, very fun show at the Hungry Brain. We got Mark Bazaar from The Interview Show. We have comedian Mike Leibowitz, the guy that I've been stealing my dick from for many years. And we have music from The Clams. Merle, you want to plug anything?
No, I'm good.
Fantastic. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.